President-elect Donald Trump's first press conference in months came as three of his cabinet nominees were facing questions on Capitol Hill. It quickly took on the tone of a campaign rally as people sitting within the crowd of reporters clapped and cheered during Vice President-elect Mike Pence's warm-up speech.
We are 9 days away from the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States of America.
The vocal supporters also played a role in shutting down a journalist who refused to let Trump dodge a question about complying with the long-standing presidential practice of releasing tax returns.
Since the 70s, has had a required audit from the IRS. The last six have released him, but as president, sir...
You know, the only one that cares about my tax returns are the reporters, okay? They're the only ones, but no, I don't think so. I won. I mean, I became president. No, I don't think they care at all.
The president-elect was openly hostile to BuzzFeed, which published a story alleging he knew about Russian hacking of DNC email servers during the election, and that Russian intelligence agents had a compromising video of Trump with sex workers in a Moscow hotel room. Allegations Trump repeatedly denied.
I have a no conflict of interest provision as president.
Trump also addressed concerns about his refusal to divest from his business empire ahead of taking office by saying he's not legally obligated to do so.
So I could actually run my business. I could actually run my business and run government at the same time.
He announced he will instead place his company in the hands of his two adult sons. Reading from a prepared statement, attorney Sherry Dillon nixed arguments against fully separating the president-elect from his well-known assets.
Some people have suggested a blind trust, but you cannot have a totally blind trust with operating businesses. President Trump can't unknow he owns Trump Tower, and the press will make sure that any new developments at the Trump Organization are well publicized. Further, it would be impossible to find an institutional trustee that would be competent to run the Trump Organization.
But Trump did play up one so-called asset he plans to bring with him to the White House.
If Putin likes Donald Trump, guess what, folks? That's called an asset, not a liability. Now, I don't know that I'm going to get along with Vladimir Putin. I hope I do, but there's a good chance I won't. And if I don't, do you honestly believe that Hillary would be tougher on Putin than me? Does anybody in this room really believe that? Give me a break.
Rather than allay concerns, Trump's plan to transition control of his private business interests to his oldest sons caused the executive branch's top ethics advisor to raise bright red flags. In a speech delivered at the Brookings Institution just hours after Trump's press conference, director of the Office of Government Ethics, Walter Schaub, said Trump's plan, quote, doesn't meet the standards that the best of his nominees are meeting and that every president in the past four decades has met. Schaub also took issue with the Trump team's interpretation of ethics code and outlined what would be standard procedure for divestiture and the creation of a blind trust to separate the president-elect from his potentially conflictive financial interests. The career ethics official reiterated his invitation to the Trump team to work out a plan in keeping with long-standing ethical norms, but said the Office of Government Ethics has thus far been left out of the process. For FSRN, I'm Robert Packard.